Proclamation number 8507 of 24th of May, 1963. The right worship. I will answer all your questions when you let me speak to you and believe that I know about all your thoughts and also gladly give you enlightenment. It is my will that you always remain united with me through loving activity and prayer and that your thoughts often move into spiritual spheres. That you therefore do not leave me out of your thoughts. If this bond is established through your free will, then you also give me the right to direct you and your thoughts. And then you will always be stimulated into loving activity, for the intimate bond with me will provide you with the influx of strength which will enable you to work with love. And this activity of love consists of unselfish activity of love, of service. For you humans can only redeem yourselves through service in love. What made you reach the height during your pre-embodiment in a state of compulsion were the serving functions you had to perform according to my will. In every form you had to serve, and through this you reached a state of maturity which made your being human possible. And in this stage, where you have stepped out of the state of compulsion and can act completely in free will, you are now to serve voluntarily in love to reach the lost perfection on earth. Once you fell, and your sin consisted of wanting to rule in arrogance. And now as a human being you have to serve in humility and love in order to accomplish your change back to your original nature again, which had emerged from me most perfectly. This, serving with love is therefore your task in life, the fulfillment of which you should always make a point of. And this service of love cannot be replaced by a so-called divine servicer where people come together at certain times in order to carry out certain customs which can be completely worthless if they are carried out mechanically and lack all deeper meaning. I include prayers which can only be described as lip prayers, where the mouth makes use of learned words and the heart is uninvolved. Or also other actions which have nothing to do with serving in love. It is certainly good and beneficial for the soul when man visits places where God's word is offered to him, when he himself desires to hear my word. And he then will also carry away a blessing for his soul according to his desire. As also a spiritual exchange of thoughts with fellow human beings will be good, where lively speech takes place, where my presence is assured, when these people gather in my name and now my spirit can also work because I am present where two or three are gathered in my name. As I have promised. Then people will prove to me that they are serious about serving me, and then everything they undertake will also be blessed, for they will then refrain from all form, from formal customs, which can easily become mechanical action and are then completely useless. You should understand that I only ever desire a living connection from you to me. That you should establish the relationship of a child to its father and that this will happen in the quiet chamber. I.e., away from the world. But what is prevented rather than encouraged in large communities? Unless people gather to listen to my word, which is offered to them. But if you humans give me the opportunity to address you yourselves. If you receive my word from above through messengers which I send to you myself, because I know the nature of every human heart, then you will have far more blessings from this direct address, because then no external things will distract you and my word can penetrate deeply into your hearts. You will sometimes find it difficult to detach yourselves from habits or views imprinted on you. But on serious reflection you will also recognize the worthlessness of them, for as soon as you seriously endeavor to increase your maturity of soul mere forms will no longer suffice for you and you will separate yourselves from them. You will understand that your father demands more from his children. That you are just to prove your love to him, which is expressed in works of unselfish neighborly love, which is a constant serving and also certainly leads to the maturing of your soul. And you can also believe it that also the light of knowledge will shine brighter and brighter in you, because love in you also carries wisdom into you, and quite naturally that will be for you, what caused you before to question. You will find the answer clearly and distinctly within yourselves, and all doubt within you will fall silent. Amen.